meeting has come to order. Somebody, roll call?
Yeah.
Trustee Tolliver?
I don't know, are we on?
We're not, are we on?
You're on.
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Montez?
Present.
Trustee Finney?
Present.
Thank you.
Again.
Procedurally, this is how we're going to move forward. Dr. Taylor will once again give a brief overview of the search process itself and make any other comments, entertain questions, and then we're going to move immediately into executive session. Dr. Taylor.
Thank you, Chair. What I'd like to do is just to give you a brief overview of the search.
Doctor, so that since they're here, could you sit on that end at
sure.
least? You're,
then sure.
You're not to their back.
Sure.
And then on that end over there. Over there.
Okay.
So you sort of face all of them.
All
thank
right.
you.
We got you. Nomination for the diplomatic corps. We are at the closing kind of phase of the search, and I would say that there were a lot of good things that happened during the course of the search. A lot of positive response from people at a variety of different levels, tremendous interest in Chicago State as an institution, and we found a great deal of knowledge among people about Chicago State. That people, no one asked, what is Chicago State, what is it doing these days, et cetera. People had been following what has been going on, and still feel that Chicago State has great promise, and many people then indicating a desire to be a part of that. We had the total number of completed applicants. That's people who submitted all of the material that was requested. Now, there were many more who maybe sent us a resume or something, or somebody sent us a letter nominating that person. We had a lot of those of people who either weren't serious or decided that they didn't want to go through it. But we had 33 people who completed the entire application process. Of those 33, 26 were male, 7 are female. In terms of their academic area of expertise, 19 are educational administrators. Two are educators or professors, 6 consultants, 4 from the private sector, 1 government official, and 1 nonprofit official. So obviously the great bulk of the people, as you would expect, are people who are in the education administration business. In terms of highest degree earned by those in the applicant pool, 22 are PhDs, 5 are EDDs, 1 DBA, 5 JDs, 1 master's degree, and 1 bachelor's degree. There were 2 of the applicants who hold both the PhD and the JD. In terms of the regional location of the applicants, again, as you might expect, that the majority are from the Midwest, 15 from the Midwest, 9 from the East, 8 from the South, and 1 from the West Coast. There is 1 alumnus in the applicant pool and 3 staff or faculty people. So, that's where we are at this point, and we'll be reviewing the list further to, excuse me, to come up with a list with the board committee of individuals that will be invited to an interview session. And we will continue to call the list down from there until we have Chicago State's new president.
Are there any questions directed to Dr. Taylor?
Now, out of the 33 completed applications.
Yes, ma'am.
I noticed that you ended up with 10 that you are presenting to us today.
Actually, there were 12.
12 that are being presented today. What criteria did you use to call them from 33 down to the 12?
We took the core criteria from the leadership statement that was approved by the trustees and locked in on those 7 or 8 core criteria, and then gave some assessment of what we believe to be their overall appropriateness or fit for the position based on everything that was submitted.
And at the there's a sheet at the beginning of each person's resume where you indicate that evaluation and how you arrived.
Yes, all of those evaluations are in the book for everybody who applied.
Any other questions? If not, may I have a motion to move into recession to executive session?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
A second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Trustee Montez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Might I say something, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
As we move into executive, I want you to all know that I was here this morning for a meeting of the Finance and Audit and Facilities Committee at 9:30 on time. But I did have to go. I did have to go to another meeting all the way downtown and then get back here. So I don't want you to think that I was abusing your time.
There is a motion for adjournment. You had your chance, unless it's okay. Meeting is we've adjourned into executive session. Related to the issue, not I would call for an adjournment.
Second.
Yes.
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.